17th chapter and Exodus the 30th chapter, we got the same subject there. It may not look like it, but it's the same subject. The altar of incense means prayers. Prayers going up to God. And the greatest example of prayer in the Bible is in John the 17th chapter. It's not our Lord's, not the Lord's Prayer as we know it, but this is the real Lord's Prayer. And this, every time I read this, it just breaks my heart. It really touches me because I realize that on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ paid for our sins, but he began to pay for it right here in the garden. This is where the great distress really came upon his shoulders of our sins, my sins. When I look at it, it's my sins, not yours, but mine. I feel it because it's my sins. John the 17th chapter. These things Jesus spoke, lifting up his eyes to heaven, and he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Even as you gave him authority over all mankind, that all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorify you on earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. And now glorify me together with yourself, Father, with the glory which I had with you before the world ever became. And I manifested your name in the men whom you gave to me out of the world. Yours they were, and yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. And now they have come to know that everything that you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them. They received them and truly understood that I came from you. And they believed that you did send me. And I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all things that are mine are yours. And yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. I'm no more in the world. And yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may come, that they may be one, even as we are. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. These are heart-wrenching words. But now I come to you, those things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, and even as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, and sanctify them in truth, and your word is truth. And you did send me into the world, and I have sent them into the world. That's you and me, people. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also be sanctified in truth. Who tonight I ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who believe in me through the word, through their word. And they may be one, even as you, Holy Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you have given me, I give to them, that they may be one just as we are one. I and them, and you and me, and they may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that you did send me, and did love them, even as you did love me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me also where I am, in order that they may behold my glory, which you did give me, for you did love me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you did send me. And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known to the love wherein you have loved me, may be in them, and I in them. What beautiful words. What beautiful words. Every time I read them, I read the very words of my Lord God and Savior and Creator. It should touch each and everybody's heart. Jesus was going to go to the cross of Calvary. Now in chapter 30 of the book of Ve'elei Shemot, or Exodus. Moreover, you shall make an altar, a place for burning incense, and you shall make it of acacia wood. Always acacia wood. Acacia wood is like an evergreen wood. It is a wood that does not rot. Jesus Christ, wood stands for humanity. Jesus Christ was man, and he was God. But he was immortal, and he was sinless, which none of us are, except in the eyes of God. You shall make it of acacia wood, and its length shall be a cubit, and its width shall be a cubit, and it shall be square, and its height shall be 2 cubits, and its horn shall be 1 piece with it. It's going to be 18 by 18 inches. 18 by 18 inches square, and then it's going to be 36 inches tall. And you shall overlay it with pure gold. That's Jesus. That's the garden we just read about. There's pure divinity praying in the garden for us. Its top and its sides all around its horns, and you shall make of gold moldings all around for it. And you shall make 2 gold rings for yet under its molding, and you shall make them on its 2 side walls. On opposite side, and they shall be holders for poles with which to carry it. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with pure gold. This is the altar of incense. But it stood for what was going on there in the garden of Gethsemane. And you know what? That's going on today. Jesus is our intercessor. He is our go-between. He is our lawyer. He is the one that loves us more than he did himself, that we may take part in that love with him. Now let's go to Exodus 30 and verse 1. We try to make this more palatable, because studying Hebrew reading and research and Greek reading and research can become very, very, very boring. But we don't want to make it boring, because it is the living Word of God. 30 and verse 1. Ve'asitha mizbeach miktar yetoreth atzi shatim ta'ase otho. Ve'asitha is, and you shall have made. Second person masculine, singular. Kal, wow, consecutive, perfect. And here, again, it comes from the word asah, 793 and 889. Now, mizbeach is an altar. The word mizbeach means a place of slaughter, a place of dying. Jesus was right there at the threshold of dying in that Garden of Gethsemane, just on the other side over there on the other mountain, way back in the back there, is where he would be on the cross of Calvary, not many hours from then. Mictar, a place of sacrificial smoke, that altar, a place of slaughter and sacrificial smoke. Yetareth, of incense, a smoke. And then it was a tree, Otzi, a tree of acacia wood. Otzi Shittim, a tree of acacia wood. You take a tree of acacia wood and now you cut it up. And you make it and form it into this altar, a place of prayer and incense. Ta'aseh. And you shall keep on making him, Otho. That's a sign of the direct object with a suffix there and turned it into a him, third person masculine singular. And it's here, the Ta'aseh is second person masculine singular, Cal imperfect. Page 793 from Asa and 889. 30 and verse number 2. Ama. Aroko. We Ama. We Chavo. We Chabo. Ra Vana. Yege. We Ama Thayim. Go Matho. Meme. Memenu. Gara. Darotho. Daronotho. Ama. Ama is a cubit. That's 18 inches. A cubit in length. And a cubit. We ama in width. Re shavo. And ravna. Ravua, that is. Ravua. Being squared, masculine singular, cal participle, perfect participle, being squared. That's 917 and 1180. And then yeah, and he shall keep on becoming, third person masculine singular, cal imperfect. We amamathayim, two cubits. Two cubits. A cubit is how much? 18 inches. 2 cubits is 36 inches. And the word cubit is on page 52. Gamatho. Gamatho in her height. Her height. Noun, feminine, singular. Her nominative, feminine, singular. Suffix, third person, singular, feminine. Page 661 in Davidson, by the way. Memenu. And out of itself, its horns. Geranotha, its horns. The word is keroth. Keroth in Greek, and that means like carrot. A carrot is like a horn. Its horns. Next verse, number 3. What see Titha? Otho, Zahar, Tahor, Et, Gedol, We Et, Yerothol, Saviv, We Et, Garnathol, We At Titha, Lo, Zir, Zahav, Saviv. Watsi Fitha, and you shall have overlaid. Second person masculine singular, PL, while consecutive, perfect. You shall overlaid it. And that's a, look that up, that Satsva is on page 860 and 1045. Otho, there, that is a sign of the direct object with a suffix. Third person masculine singular. And then Zahar, Sahav, that is, with gold. Sahav is gold. Page 262, Brown Driver Briggs. And then Tahor is pure and clean. That's pure, clean. perfect, undiluted. Et, sign of direct object, and Gedol is the top of it. Gedol, top. And we et there is an conjunction with the sign of direct object. The conjunction is 253, the sign of direct object, 81 through 4. And Giratho, his walls, his sides. Saviv, all around. Saviv, all around. And then we have the sign of direct object and a conjunction. Garanotho, its horns or his horns. The horns of him, genitive, plural. Or the genitive singular, that's the horns of him. And you shall have made, we'asitha. You shall have made, second person masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. And that word comes from asah, the word to make there, 793 and 889. Lo, that's a preposition with a suffix for him. The suffix there is third person masculine, singular. There, a wreath, a circle. A circle, sahav, gold. A circle of gold. That's the ring of gold, and on Saviv, all around. A round ring of gold. Verse number 4 now. Yushite, tab soth. Sahav, ta'ase, lo. Meta chop, bezerol, al shati, salatho, ta'ase, al shani, sado, wihaya, levadim, la siet, otho, bihama. Yushate, that's a conjunction with a shati, it means two, divided. And there are two rings, ta betzoth, the two rings, page 371, by the way, of gold, page 262. Ta'ase, and you shall keep on making. Again, this comes from Asaph. Second person masculine singular cow imperfect, page 793 and 889. And then lo. Lo is a preposition with a suffix for him. And it's a dative singular for him. Third person masculine singular suffix. Mit ta cha. From under. From underneath. That's a preposition, a man on the front of that. And this word underneath there, it means it's from Arabic, page 1065. His circlet. Li Zerol. His circlet, his circle of him, 267. Upon, page 752, that preposition there, upon Shati 2. Two, that means divide two. Two of his tasolothal, that means his ribs, his sides. 854. Remember when God took from Adam his sides? His sides? That's the word rib or sides there. Right there. Took from his rib and he made woman. His sides. Ta'aseh, and you shall keep on making. Second person masculine and singular, cal imperfect, 793 and 889 again from Asaph. All upon, that's like epi in Greek, page 153 and 4. And here, all is on page 752. Shani, 2. Tathado, of his corners. Wihaya. And they shall keep on becoming. Second person, masculine, singular. Cal imperfect. Third person, masculine, singular, cal imperfect. Four housings. shall become for housings a house, a Beth, Levahim. That word housing there, that means to spend the night. To spend the night. Did any of you ever have children come over and spend the night with you? Did you ever go spend the night with anybody else? That means to spend the night, to while away the nights, to rub out time. So God is going to rub out time and He's going to spend time with us. The Lord Jesus Christ spent time with us in the Garden of Eden, of Gethsemane for us. Page 72 in Davidson, by the way. Levahim. The rest of that verse now, Levadim, for poles. Rods, page 94. Laseth, to carry. Cal infinitive construct, page 669 and 724. That comes from Nisa. And then him. The sign of direct object or preposition with a suffix. Third person masculine singular. Bahima. Preposition by, page 88, and then them. Third person masculine plural. Our last verse now in this message, in this study. We asitha et ha habadim. Ha-ba-di. Atzi, shatim, we sip, pitha, otham, sahav. And you shall have made, we asitha, you shall have made, second person masculine singular, cal, wow, consecutive, perfect. That comes from asa again, page 793 and 889. Et, sign of direct object, that means power is going there like ace in Greek. Page 81 through 4 here in Ace in Greek, page 119. Habadim. Habadim. The rods, page 94. Atzi. Of a tree, of a wood, of acacia, shatim. Page 1008. Wetzi pitha. And you shall have overlaid. Second person, masculine, the singular, pal, while Kentucky, perfect. You shall overlay them, otham, the sign of direct object with a suffix, third person, masculine, plural, talking about the rod, with gold. Everything is made out of wood. Jesus Christ carries us, He prays for us, and yet He's divine and perfect God and man combination, our kinsman redeemer, our Goel. Father, thank You for this message tonight. Help us take it to heart and remember who our Savior is. And as we learn Hebrew, help us to remember what it means. We see the action of the language, and help us to remember what these words mean in our lives today and what they pointed to in Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name we pray.